Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 42 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled Salt and Light. John Stott once wrote, "We should not ask what is wrong with the world, for that diagnosis has been given. Rather, we should ask, what has happened to the salt and light?" Our text for today is Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." God calls Christians to be influencers for His glory. As believers, our focus should be on bringing this world under the influence of Christ. We do that by following Jesus' example. Jesus was by far the most influential person who ever lived. Although He never painted a picture, He is the subject of some of the finest paintings by the greatest artist in history. Christ didn't write one poem, but some of the greatest poets and authors in history have written about Him. He composed no songs, but from Beethoven to Bach, some of the greatest symphonies and musical works were written about Him. Just as Jesus used His influence to accomplish the greatest work in the history of the world, He wants us to be involved in that same work. Christ tells us exactly how to do it using two simple words, salt and light. Very few commodities were more valuable than salt during biblical times. In fact, soldiers were paid in salt. Our word salary is derived from the term salt. In Jesus's day, when people talked about salt, they might as well have been referring to gold or silver. Salt was a preservative. 2,000 years ago, people did not have refrigeration as we do today. They didn't have freezers. The only way to preserve food was by salting it. Salt prevents decay and corruption. When fishermen caught fish, the only way to keep them fresh and take them to market was to cover them in salt. Otherwise, the fish would rot and become unusable. God has called believers to be the salt of the earth. Notice Christ did not say to be the salt of the church. Salting other believers is not the point of Jesus' message. We should follow the example of Jesus and live lives that influence those around us who are lost. Think of God's message this way. The church should be a giant salt shaker, and we are the salt. The purpose of salt is to get out of the salt shaker and onto and into food. We are to be poured out into our schools, businesses, neighborhoods, and cities so that people taste and see the difference that Jesus makes in our lives. Then, Jesus says that Christians are to be the light of the world. That's Matthew 5:14. The purpose of light is to dispel darkness. There is no hope for this dark world unless Jesus, the light of the world, according to John 8:12, shines his light through Christians so that we become his light to others. Do you understand the importance of light to life? Without light, physical life would be impossible. Plants require light to live and grow. Animals require plants to eat and live. Humans depend on plants and animals for food. So we all depend on light. Just as we need the light of the sun to live physically, this world needs the light of God's Son to live spiritually. Again, notice Jesus does not say, "You are the light of the church," but rather Christians are to be the light of the world. Anyone can shine for Christ when they are surrounded by light. The darkness needs the light so they can find life in Jesus. You may be the only light for Jesus in a certain area of the world. Remember, your calling is not to shine God's light so that others will notice how good of a person you are, but what a great God you know. As followers of Jesus Christ, let's share the salt and shine his light. Some questions to consider. In what ways are you the salt of the earth? In what ways are you the light of the world? And finally, in a world full of influencers, what are some creative ways you can impact the world for Jesus? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.